your Bibles, and I would like for you to turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. In Proverbs 23,
en el libro de Proverbios 23,
there's a short section that we want to go over this morning.
Hay una sección muy corta de lo que quiero hablar.
The writer of Proverbs,
el escritor de Proverbios,
has been giving many different sections of wisdom.
Ha estado hablando de muchas diferentes secciones acerca de la inteligencia.
In chapter 22,
en el capítulo 23,
the writer has begun to expound on 30.
El escritor ha estado hablando de acerca de esos, 30 de esos.
30 sayings of the wise.
30 versículos de la inteligencia.
What we are looking at this morning is actually the 17th.
En lo que estamos, vamos a leer esta mañana es el número 17.
The 17th saying of wisdom.
El número 17 acerca de eso.
And as we read this short portion,
en lo que leemos esta porción,
I want you to see how that a wise person will make their mother rejoice.
Quiero que veamos cómo una gente inteligente habla acerca de su madre.
Starting to read at verse 22.
En el versículo 22
of Proverbs 23,
del capítulo 23,
we will begin reading.
Vamos a empezar a leer.
It says, "Listen to your father who gave you life."
Dice, escucha a tu padre que te engendró.
"And do not despise your mother when she is old.
No desprecies a tu madre cuando seas anciano.
Buy the truth and do not sell it.
Adquiere la verdad y la sabiduría.
Also wisdom and instruction and understanding.
La disciplina y el discernimiento.
The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice.
El padre del justo experimentará gran regocijo.
And he who fathers a wise child will have joy of him.
Quien tiene un hijo sabio se solaza en él.
Your father and your mother will be glad.
Que se alegre tu padre y tu madre.
And she who bore you will rejoice.
Que se regocije la que te dio vida.
Let's read that last part again. And she who bore you will rejoice.
En la última parte que leemos dice que se regocije la que te dio vida.
Our mothers will rejoice. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. I ask that today, that through the preaching of your word, every mother that is here among us will be blessed. Everyone that will listen to the sermon later on online would be blessed. For Lord, your desire is to cause all of our mothers to rejoice by giving to her children that will walk in wisdom. And so I ask, Lord, that you would bless the preaching of your word this morning, and I pray that you would bless every mother that is here in a very special way. I pray that you would draw, Lord, the wayward sons or daughters to yourself, that you'd bring them to the fold. I pray that, Lord, your gentle hand would bring them back. And even at times, Lord, I know you will sometimes, even through a disciplinary hand, bring them back. And so do that, we pray. Bless the mothers on Mother's Day and bless the preaching of your word in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. As I said before,
como he dicho antes,
this is the 17th saying of wisdom.
Este es el número 17, los versículos que hemos hablado de sabiduría.
The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom.
El libro de Proverbios es un libro de sabiduría.
The majority of these Proverbs were written by Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived.
Estos libros han sido escritos por Salomón, el hombre más sabio que ha habido en la tierra.
Others were written by other wise men.
Otros han sido por otros.
But all of these are given for you and me to learn wisdom.
Pero todos esos fueron escritos para ti, para mí, para darnos sabiduría.
Wisdom is different than knowledge.
Sabiduría es muy diferente a lo que se sabe uno.
Knowledge is something that every one of us can learn in school or in college.
Inteligencia es algo que alguien puede aprender en la escuela o en el colegio.
You learn knowledge in anything that you put your hand to do.
Usted puede aprender en todo lo que usted quiera aprender.
They say that we're always learning something new every day. Isn't that true?
Hay un dicho que siempre dice que hay algo nuevo que aprender siempre.
There are some people in this world that are very knowledgeable.
Hay mucha gente en este mundo que tiene mucha inteligencia.
They know a lot of things about everything.
Saben muchas cosas acerca de muchas cosas.
And yet, some of those are without wisdom.
Y aún así no tienen sabiduría.
There are very intelligent people.
Son muy inteligentes.
And their intelligence has taught them many things.
Y su inteligencia les enseñó muchas cosas.
But because they're without wisdom,
pero porque no tienen la sabiduría,
there are times that their decisions cause them to mess up.
Hay veces que sus decisiones, no lo hacen bien.
There's an elderly gentleman that I know.
Hay un señor ya anciano que lo conozco.
Who in his prime of life had a great job.
Que en su vida larga, ha hecho un buen trabajo.
Wonderful wife and children.
Una esposa maravillosa y muchos hijos.
Raised them up in the way that they should go.
Ellos los creció y en la cosa, en el camino que debería ser.
Who even now at 87 years of age.
Y ahora la edad de 86 años.
Has a retirement.
Tiene un retiro.
Where he gets paid probably more than people that are working full-time jobs per month.
Tiene un retiro en su trabajo que le paga más que mucha gente que está trabajando ahorita.
He's making close to $6,000 a month just in retirement.
Está haciendo casi $6,000 nomás en eso ahorita en esos tiempos.
His wife has since passed.
Desde que pasó su esposa, que murió.
His children are out of the house.
Sus hijos ya se movieron.
But he spends all of his money gambling.
Pero gasta su dinero en las
gambling. Casinos. Yeah. He's a very intelligent man.
Es un hombre muy inteligente.
A lot of knowledge.
Mucho, sabe mucho, sabe mucho.
But sadly, he's sometimes stranded on the side of the road.
Ahí, en un lado de la carretera.
Wastes all his money in gambling.
Gasta todo su dinero en los casinos.
And you and I would think, man, why wouldn't he just use his money wisely? My point is this.
Mi punto es este.
Having a lot of knowledge doesn't mean you have a lot of wisdom. These sayings of wisdom that we are looking at today,
estos que estamos leyendo ahora de sabiduría,
will work something in someone's life that will cause the parents to rejoice.
Va a trabajar en alguien, para mucha gente que se va a reconciliar.
The Proverbs writer says here,
el escritor de Proverbios aquí dice,
that the thing that will begin to cause a person to walk in wisdom,
que la cosa que va a causar a alguien que camine en sabiduría,
is first to listen to them.
Es primeramente que le escuche a ellos.
Sometimes our young people,
muchas veces nuestros jóvenes,
they look at the parents as, these are not wise people.
Nos miran a nosotros los padres como sabiendo,
they don't let me do anything,
no me dejan hacer nada,
that I want to do.
Que yo quiero hacer.
They keep telling me not to hang around with those people.
Me siguen diciendo que no me junte con esas personas.
They tell me not to watch those shows.
Que no mire esas cosas en la televisión.
They tell me, don't go here and don't go there. But many a time, the reason why that is, is because, believe it or not, they've walked where you are walking. And they've had to learn some lessons that they're trying to get you to learn without having to go where they went.
Y aprendimos unas cosas que nosotros queremos prevenirlos a ellos de que ellos aprendan por esos caminos.
But if that child is going to be wise,
pero si ese joven va a ser sabio,
they will listen to their father.
Ellos oirán y temerán a sus padres.
And they will not despise their mother.
Y no van a despreciar a su madre.
There was a gentleman who was going to reward a young boy with a scholarship, a sports scholarship, to go to a university. A scholarship. And so he came to the family to see how and to reward this, to give them the scholarship at the home.
So él se fue con sus padres y vio que cómo podría él ayudar.
And when he came to the young man's house,
cuando llegó a la casa del joven,
they were there at the house, and as they were there, the mother had some questions for the one giving the scholarship.
Cuando él llegó, estaba la madre ahí, y la madre tenía unas preguntas a ese señor.
I don't know if you know this, but mothers usually have a lot of questions for those that are doing things in their children's lives, right?
No sé si usted sepa eso, pero las madres tienen muchas preguntas para una persona que quiere hacer cosas para sus hijos.
Even right now, our son is going to be going away to college in Texas.
Hasta ahora que su hijo va a ir a colegio en Texas.
And our son's mother has a lot of questions as to how it's going to be over there, right? Not only she does, I have him with her, and we have to call and make sure, and so on and so forth. And so she asked this guy that was going to give the scholarship some questions about where her son was going to school.
So esta madre le tenía unas preguntas a este señor de dónde iba a ir el hijo a la escuela.
But the young man kind of looked in disgust to his mother.
Pero el joven miró a su madre como diciendo, ¿qué estás pensando?
And kind of said, don't be asking those questions, I already told you, and kind of really mistreated the mom in front of that guy.
Entonces él le dijo a la madre que no estuviera preguntando esas preguntas, que él ya le había dicho todo.
And when he saw how this young man treated his mother,
cuando el hombre vio que como este joven estaba tratando a su mamá,
he began to say what a athletic, good sports guy he was.
Él empezó a decir que él era muy atlético y muy inteligente.
But then he apologized to the mother on the son's behalf.
Pero él,
he apologized to the mother for the son, for how he acted.
Él le pidió perdón a su madre por cómo el joven estaba actuando.
And then said, I'm sorry, I can't give him the scholarship.
Y le dijo que lo perdonara, pero que no podía darle la beca.
Because if he can't treat his mother right,
porque si él no puede respetar a su madre,
he won't excel in life.
Él no va a ser buena persona en el futuro.
There's a president, his name was Bokassa of Central Africa.
Hay un presidente que su nombre es Bokassa y en África.
This was in 1971.
Esto fue en 1971.
He was the president of a Central African Republic.
Era el presidente del Distrito Central de ahí en África.
And they celebrated Mother's Day.
Y ellos celebraban el Día de las Madres.
By ordering the execution of all men jailed.
Ordenando la ejecución de un hombre ya anciano en la cárcel.
Of all the men jailed for crimes against their mothers.
De un hombre que tenía crímenes por asaltar a su madre.
Imagine that.
Imagínese eso.
There is something in the world.
Hay algo en el mundo.
Among all humanity.
Entre todos los humanos.
That says that we need to respect, admire, love our mothers.
Que de una manera u otra nos dice que tenemos que respetar y honrar a nuestras madres.
And more often than not, if someone mistreats their mother,
y más que no, el que le falta respeto a su madre,
things don't work out well for that individual.
Las cosas no funcionan muy bien para esa persona.
The wise writer said, listen to your parents.
El hombre sabio dice que escuchemos a nuestros padres.
And don't despise your mother when she is old.
Y que no desprecies a tu madre cuando se haga vieja.
The wise individual will admire their parents.
El hombre sabio va a disfrutar a sus padres.
But will especially treat their mother right.
Pero especialmente va a tratar a su madre.
The writer continues to say, by the truth.
El escritor sigue diciendo que por la verdad.
By truth.
Por la verdad.
Spend money and buy truth, he's saying.
Que gasten dinero y compren la verdad.
And don't sell it. Don't get rid of it.
Y no la vendan.
Because he says, as you will buy this truth,
porque dice que en lo que tú compras esta verdad,
and along with buying truth, you buy wisdom and instruction and understanding.
Y en lo que compras tú la verdad, tú compras la sabiduría, el entendimiento.
The scripture says the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice.
La escritura dice que el padre del justo experimentará gran regocijo.
Truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding.
Sabiduría verdadera y entendimiento.
All of that will cost you something.
Todo eso te va a costar algo.
It's going to cost you to grow in the truth.
Te va a costar de crecer en la verdad.
To grow in wisdom.
De crecer en sabiduría.
Instruction.
En instrucción.
And in understanding.
Y entendimiento.
It's going to take discipline.
Te va a tomar disciplina.
And you've got to be determined to grow in these things.
Y tú tienes que estar determinado en crecer en esto.
Because if you will grow in this way,
porque si tú creces en esta manera,
the scripture says that your father will rejoice in you.
La escritura dice que tu padre se va a agradecer, regocijar en ti.
And it also says that the person that fathers a wise child,
que la persona que le ayuda al joven,
will have joy of him.
Se va a regocijar en él también.
What does this mean?
Pero ¿qué quiere decir eso?
If we will walk in wisdom,
si nosotros caminamos en sabiduría,
and let me just say it clearly,
y déjame te lo digo muy claramente,
the beginning of wisdom and understanding,
el principio de sabiduría y entendimiento,
is to fear God.
Es de temerle a Dios.
If that individual will begin to put God first in everything,
si esa persona empieza a poner a Dios primeramente en todo,
will begin to walk and grow in the Lord,
va a empezar a caminar y crecer en Dios,
that individual will be purchasing unto themselves truth and wisdom and understanding.
Esa persona va a empezar a comprar entendimiento y sabiduría.
Because as they follow the way of the Lord,
porque cuando él encontró a Dios,
and they're putting God first in everything that they set their hand to do,
y ponen a Dios primero en todo lo que ellos hacen,
God is going to bless that young man or young woman's life.
Dios va a poner, lo va a bendecir.
God is going to be faithful to order their steps.
Dios va a ser fiel en seguir tus pasos.
Their families.
Tus familias.
Their children. As they're putting God first in everything.
En lo que tú has puesto a Dios primero en todo.
And it's interesting that when a heart is after God,
y es interesante que cuando un corazón está atrás de Dios,
their hearts will be towards their parents.
Sus corazones van a estar atrás de sus padres.
It's the same the other way around.
Es lo mismo al otro lado.
When a mother and a father love God with all of their hearts,
cuando un padre y una madre aman a Dios con todos sus corazones,
their heart is towards their children.
Sus corazones están con sus hijos.
And so when a child grows up in the way of the Lord,
so cuando un hijo crece en el camino de Dios,
fearing God and putting God first,
temiendo a Dios y poniéndolo primero,
the end result is that those parents will begin to rejoice.
El resultado de que sus padres se van a regocijar.
Because they will see that God is blessing their children.
Porque ellos van a ver que Dios ha bendecido a sus hijos.
And their children will turn around and bless them.
Y sus hijos van a bendecirlos a ellos.
The Bible says in verse 25,
la Biblia dice en el versículo 25,
your father and your mother will be glad,
que se alegrará tu padre y tu madre,
and she who bore you will rejoice.
Que se regocije la que te dio vida.
They will rejoice because they are paying attention to them and providing and helping them in many different ways.
Ellos van a regocijar porque ellos le han puesto atención y les están ayudando de muchas maneras.
Today we are celebrating Mother's Day.
Hoy estamos celebrando el Día de la Mamá.
Mother's Day in America had a beginning in the, was it the 60s, 70s, around there, 60s?
El Día de las Madres empezó aquí en América en los 60s.
Where there would be the focus one day on mothers.
Cuando era el enfoque en las mamás solamente en un día.
All of us know that our mothers have bore a lot.
Todos sabemos que nuestras madres han hecho mucho.
They've helped to provide for us when we were children.
Nos proveen con todo lo cuando estamos chicos.
They drove us here and there.
Nos llevan aquí y allá.
Put band-aids on cuts.
Nos ponen unas curitas.
Cooked the food.
Cortamos, nos hacen comida.
They even cooked the food when the child said, I don't like it.
Hasta hacen comida cuando los niños dicen, no me gusta.
When I was a kid, I'd make my mom feel bad sometimes.
Cuando yo era un niño, hacía mi mamá sentir mal.
She'd make some good potatoes frying there forever. And then I'd go and eat those potatoes.
Y las probaba.
And if there was one little hard piece,
y si había una, muy dorada.
I would not eat the potatoes.
No me las comía.
And so she would get all sad.
Ella se sentía muy mal.
Sorry, Mom. It is just funny how that is, you know.
Es muy gracioso como pasan las cosas.
When I left to Bible school,
cuando me fui para mi estudio bíblico,
and I was away from home for a while now,
y me fui muy lejos de mi casa,
there was a longing in my heart for potatoes.
Había un desenvolvimiento en mi corazón por papas.
Praise the Lord.
Gloria a Dios.
But our mothers have been there and they've bore a lot. And so they made the day, Mother's Day, to celebrate mothers. I watched a short clip my wife showed me yesterday. And there's a young man being helped by his dad to be good in sports. Showing him how to bat the ball,
cómo batear una pelota,
how to catch the ball,
cómo cachar una pelota,
puts him in little league,
en la liga de niños,
yells go for it from the stands, the dad is doing, and the mother's there cheering as well.
Y la mamá también estaba ahí.
He begins to get awards into high school.
Empezaba a agarrar muchos recompensas.
Goes to
diplomas en la escuela.
College baseball.
Para el colegio.
And ends up winning the game for his team.
Y fue el que ganó el juego por el equipo.
And so it's actually recorded through TV.
So está todo grabado
And they come and talk to this young man and say, what would you like to say? Do you want to say anything to anyone? And the funny thing is, both the mother and the father are watching the show. They're looking at their son who has just won the game. The dad is sitting there with all kinds of pride.
El padre estaba muy orgulloso de su hijo.
And that young man is about to say something, and that father thinks, man, he's just going to say, thank you, dad.
Y él estaba, el padre estaba viendo a su hijo, y en lo que él iba a decir, el padre se imaginaba que iba a decir, gracias, papá.
And so the young man says,
y el joven dice,
here's to you, Mom.
Eso es para ti, madre.
It's to you, Mom.
Es para ti, Mom.
And so then the dad's like, looks at the mother. And then they both start laughing because it's, they just acknowledge the mom, right? Dr. Campbell Morgan.
And Dr. Campbell Morgan.
He had four sons. And all four sons became ministers of the gospel. And so they were all together at a family reunion. And one of the friends asked one of the sons, which Morgan is the greatest preacher? Meaning, which is the greater preacher, the mother or the father?
¿Cuál es el mejor predicador, el papá o la mamá?
And it says, while the son looked at the father,
y en lo que el hijo miró al padre,
he replied, mother.
Él dijo, madre.
An old Jewish proverb says this.
Un proverbio judío dijo esto.
God could not be everywhere.
Dios no puede estar donde, en todos lados.
And so he made mothers.
So él hizo madres.
Thank God for our mothers. Amen. Today is Mother's Day.
Hoy es el día de las madres.
And one of the wisest things that you can do as their children is to live your life for the glory of God.
Es vivir nuestras vidas por la gloria de Dios.
If you will live for the glory of God,
si tú vives por la gloria de Dios,
your life will turn around to be a blessing to your parents.
Tu vida se va a cambiar para ser una experiencia grande para tus padres.
There's been times in all of our lives where we have grown wayward. We've grown wayward. We've left. We've gone on our own way.
Muchas veces nos vamos en nuestros propios caminos.
And sometimes we've made horrible decisions where we've gone. But then when we turn to God, because maybe our mothers have been praying diligently for us, and our fathers as well, and then we give our lives to God and we determine to follow God with all of our hearts, all that has happened prior to that will all be washed under the blood. And your life can be lived for the glory of God from this point on. And you will cause your mother to rejoice. And you will make your father glad. Follow after the Lord. That is the way of the wise. The fool says there is no God.
El loco dice que no hay Dios.
It's the fool that will live their lives without God.
Es el loco que vive su vida sin Dios.
But it's the wise that will follow hard after God.
Pero es el sabio que busca a Dios.
And there will be rejoicing in the home.
Y ellos se van a regocijar en su casa.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's stand.